All right, let's do the birthday scam now. We're going to call this guy. This is from his wife because when he got home, he discovered his kid had grabbed a candy bar at the checkout. And we're going to call from the store and demand restitution.
He doesn't seem to care.
This is Craig.
Craig, this is Mike Johnson. I'm calling from I'm the manager here, and I'm following up on a shoplifting incident that we had. Last Sunday, someone in your group shoplifted a candy bar from the checkout aisle.
Okay.
Were you aware of that?
Yeah. My son, he grabbed a candy bar. We talked about it, but he learned his lesson. You know, I grounded him for a week. There was no TV for a while, but he learned his lesson, and we went on about our day.
The thing is, though, nobody paid for it. Why didn't you come back?
Because we were kind of in a hurry that day. I mean, just a candy bar, you know, like...
It's $1.59, sir.
That's fine. It's just $1.59. You guys are still in business, correct? So, you guys will live.
That's not the issue here. How old is the child?
He's 6 years old.
And so you let him get away with that, and then you don't pay for it. What kind of message does that send?
Well, I did talk to him about it, and we had a discussion, and it was a quiet ride home. So, I mean, what is there to talk about?
Would it have been more effective, punishment to bring him back and make him pay for it?
Whoa. Don't question my parenting, okay? I talked to him. It was done. We had the discussion.
That's what my daddy did to me. I had to go back and pay. I was similar.
I'm not your dad.
Well, you're not a good dad.
Oh, now I'm not a good dad. Oh, yeah. Okay.
I think what we're going to have to do here is I'm going to cancel your card.
You're going to cancel my card?
Yeah, sorry. If that's your attitude.
It was just a chocolate bar. What are you... You're like, oh, came in and ran off with an iPhone or a PS4. No, it's just $1.59. What do you have to cancel my card?
And you could say right now, I would be happy to come back and pay, but I'm not hearing that.
I would be happy to come back and pay, but...
No, it's too late.
You're not even trying to work.
We've been talking for 4 minutes. You could have already said, I'd be happy to come pay for it. But all I got was, hey, it's a candy bar. You'll be all right.
I will compromise. I can meet you halfway. You know, I can definitely...
No, I'm going to cancel the card, and I'm also going to put a note in your credit file.
Dude, I'm trying to buy a house right now.
Well, you should have thought about that before your little thief
stole. I can't buy a house right now because you want to ding my credit.
And maybe you ought to go to parenting school.
Well, maybe you ought to go to managing school and figure out a better way.
Maybe I ought to come kick your ass.
Oh, so you're going to kick my ass now?
Game on. Is the candy bar still there? Because I will leave with the candy bar.
What the f*** is your problem? ridiculous.
Well, the problem is it's your birthday, and your wife wanted us to call and play a joke on you. This is Dean and Raj with the birthday scam.
Not
wow, seriously.
And you really should go pay that $1.59.
I really feel like you ought to pay for that, but that's a whole other story.
This is crazy. What the f***?
This is your wife's idea.
Oh, she's crazy.
For your birthday, talk to her about it, and have a happy birthday, okay?
Thank you, man.
Sports brought to you by Classic Auto Group Galveston. Here's today's wild pitch. The 118th U.S. Open is underway at Shinnecock Hills Golf Club in Tuckahoe, New York. That's a mouthful.
Whoa, that was good.
There are lots of storylines. Can Phil win and complete his career Grand Slam? Can Tiger continue his climb back to competitiveness? And what about Dustin, Justin, and Jason? Who knows? It's all so confusing. The winner will certainly be the one who takes advantage of the wide fairways, but can handle the shaved-off areas of Shinnecock. And if you think the only reason I chose this topic is so I could use the words shaved and Shinnecock in the same sentence, grow up. That's today's Wild Pitch.
Right now, a brand new game called Who Said It? Susie came up with this, and she's going to give you 5 quotes, and it could be one of 3 people.
J.J. Watt, Steven Tyler, or Martha Stewart. These are tweets.
Okay.
Yeah. Who tweeted it?
Who tweeted it? We just now changed the name?
It's a work in progress.
Yeah, these things are...
We're not even sure at first how many we're going to do.
It's evolving.
It's fluid. as we bring in Leah from the Woodlands. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today? Did you hear how this is going to work?
I did.
All right. So Susie has these tweets.
Who tweeted?
Watt, Tyler, or Stewart? You ready?
Yes.
Okay. I was on the junior Olympic team in high school for trampoline. I could do 26 backflips in a row.
Who tweeted
Steven
it?
Tyler.
Yes, Steven Tyler.
Wow.
I was thinking of that. By the way, Dean and I do not know the answers to this either. And that was my guess just because you automatically think athlete and then a trampoline, a woman, then it's the lithe Steven Tyler.
Yeah. Plus, there's a suspicion that you're being tricked somehow.
Right.
So you're trying to think of the other.
Yes.
So that's one for Leah.
Okay. Can you believe I am listening to the beginning of the Super Bowl on the radio? Watt,
Martha
Tyler,
Stewart.
Or Stewart? That was Martha Stewart.
Martha Stewart, she got.
Wow. Listening on the radio.
Because she was in jail.
Yeah. Okay. The potato pancake is highly underrated.
J.J. Watt, Steven Tyler, or Martha Stewart? The potato pancake is highly
underrated.
Underrated.
Martha Stewart.
Nope, that was J.J. Watt.
J.J. Watt.
Tweeted it yesterday.
That's a recent tweet, just yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Well, you think Martha, logically, because of her cooking.
So right away you eliminate her.
Right,
because
you think
of the reverse.
Exactly.
That must be going on here.
Okay. Dogs just attacked and killed a possum. Had to wash little bloody mouths. What?
Steven Tyler
or Stewart?
Tyler, she says.
Nope, Martha Stewart.
Oh,
wow. You know, my guess would be 4 out of 5 would be JJ because he tweets
frequently.
Only Trump tweets more than he does.
How many more to go?
One more.
Does this seem long enough to do just 5? What do you think?
We could go more.
We could go more. What's your feeling on that?
I'd like to go 7.
Let's try 7. Best of 7.
All right.
All right.
It gives Leah a better chance. All right.
All right. My toes are all squished during an operation. They had to take nerves out.
Steven Tyler.
That is Steven Tyler.
Nice. Nice. He's frequently
operated on,
injured and falling off the stage.
Yes.
We know JJ is also frequently injured, but
Stewart is. She's a Mack truck of health, it seems like.
Yes.
Unstoppable.
Okay. I'm not ashamed of it. I got Bieber on my iPod.
Martha Stewart?
Nope, it's J.J. Watt.
J.J. Watt.
I actually knew that one because I've read about him, and he's met Bieber and stuff, I think, so they've actually hung.
Where are we at?
And
score
he should
one.
Be ashamed of it.
Yeah, he should.
There's that. I've done 6.
So this is the final one. What's the score going into the final?
Dean, it's all coming down to this. Leah has 3 correct, 3 incorrect.
It's the tiebreaker.
All right. The final one. Just thought I'd bring my own whipped cream.
Steven Tyler, J.J. Watt, or Martha Stewart?
Who tweeted it?
Steven Tyler.
Yes, that's a Steven Tyler tweet for sure.
Oh, and you win.
All right, Leah, hang on. Well done.
And thank you.
Thanks to you for helping us mold our first edition of Who Tweeted It. And
7 felt about right to me.
7 seems like a good number.
Yeah. Okay.
And hang on, Haas is going to set you up with a prize.
Thank you so much.
Now, Susie just did a story about a woman who got her head stuck in the tailpipe of a truck.
Yes, at a music festival in Minnesota.
Are these tailpipes that big where you can get your head in them?
Well, apparently this one is.
Okay.
It's, you know, they had some, probably some
custom
cars there, and there's a big old pipe. And apparently she decided that I could get my head in there. It's so big, I could stick my head in there.
Yeah,
and she
watch
did
this.
It.
You know, I've made that mistake many times.
Yeah.
So
firefighters had to cut her out. It was at the Winstock Music Festival in Minnesota, and they had to use a power saw.
So they obviously, maybe did they try to soap it up first?
I don't know.
All the things you do when something's stuck in something.
Well, I don't know if you could do that with your head in there. You might drown. You know
right.
what I mean? That would be.
It's soap in your eyes. We have a photo of this, apparently.
Yeah.
Oh, really? I've got to see this.
It's on the Dean and Raj Facebook page. She was cited for underage drinking, so yes, that did.
Oh, my heavens. Her whole head, right to the shoulders, has vanished into this immense tailpipe.
Yeah.
Just kind of crouched on the ground there.
What a dumbass.
That's the first thing that comes to mind. That's got to be it.
So she is, at least at this point, unless something better emerges later in the show, but as for now, she is our dumbass of the day.
Obviously, the tailpipe hopefully wasn't hot if it hadn't been running for a while.
Right.
They should have started it up.
Blown her head out. Yeah, I got this. Pop.
She will join Giants long snapper Zach Diassi, who lost to Super Bowl rings after he drove off with them on the hood of the car. Dukes of Hazzard actor John Schneider.
Going to jail for not paying his alimony. And he's out, but...
Yeah, what a dumbass. And then yesterday, that creepy old Galveston man who was arrested for intentionally spraying the neighbors with rocks from his lawnmower.
I don't know. I'm going to, just off the top of my head, it's going to hard to beat some drunk chick with her head in a tailpipe.
Yeah, pretty much.
She's the one to beat, Dean.
All right, we'll see. That's tomorrow. We vote for the finals for Dumbass of the Week.
He's dead, Jim.
I want him dead. I want his family dead.
Uh-oh. Why can't someone die?
Somebody died.
They're dead. They're all dead.
Phones are open right now for Dead Guy in the Envelope. 713-343-1075. We've put the name, or are about to put the name. There it is.
Hang on.
Get him in there. Famous man who has died.
Has left us.
Shuffled off this mortal coil and into the envelope, where he will rest, at least for this morning, until we can figure out who he is, and then he will move on.
And we are playing this morning for Eagles tickets, so...
It's a big prize.
Game on. I don't think the one we have is particularly easy, but it's worth it. Ask a yes or no question to define why this dude is famous.
Bringing our first player this morning, it will be Brittany. Good morning, Brittany.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I am awesome.
What's your story?
Oop. Well, I'm on my way to work, and me and my husband are dying to go see the Eagles.
All right. Well, the good news is you're in. The bad news is you're very first. So go ahead and ask a question and take a shot.
Ask a question?
You can ask a yes or no question, yeah, to help identify the category.
Oh, I've never played this before. I've never...
Trying to define what he did, you could ask, was he in a certain field? Did he do this? A yes or no question.
Oh, okay. Was he in the medical field?
No, not in the medical field.
And now you get to take your wild guess.
And you have 3 seconds.
Okay, I guess.
Moving to James now. Good morning, James. This is a dead man. He's not in the medical field.
Was he a sports figure?
No, not a sports figure.
Jerry Lewis.
Jerry Lewis still gets asked frequently. Not in there today.
Gone but not forgotten. We bring in the all-time champ on Dead Guy in the Envelope. He's a teacher. He's won 30-plus times. We don't even know the number anymore. It's been so many. It's Chili Dog. Good morning.
Good morning. How are y'all?
How's the summer going for you?
I'm in bed. It's fantastic.
I really didn't need to know that, but...
but still getting up to play Dead Guy.
Yeah, still participating.
My son actually came into the room this morning at 6:30 and said, Dad, don't forget to play Dead Guy.
It's Thursday, Dad. What are you doing? Get up. All right. We love the commitment. What's your question?
Was he an entertainer?
No, not an entertainer.
Let's go with Billy Graham.
Billy Graham.
The Reverend Billy Graham, who passed away not too long ago.
Yeah.
Negatory. Who goes now? Jonathan with us. Good morning, Jonathan.
Did you get him?
I don't know what happened. Here he is. Jonathan, come on.
Yeah, can't hear you.
Oh, can you hear us now?
That's better.
All right. Good morning. What's your question?
Was he in education or science?
Pick one.
Pardon?
Let's go science.
No, not in science.
Two. Okay.
3 seconds.
Don't have a guess.
We've ruled out science.
MJ on the line. MJ, we have a dead man. Not in medicine, not in entertainment, not in science.
Okay, was he a politician?
Yes, a politician.
Oh, crap. It could be anybody.
you asked for it.
I'm going to say Abraham Lincoln.
Abraham Lincoln.
Our 30
the man
seconds.
Who invented the telephone? No.
Hello, Josh.
How you doing?
Good. This is a guy who is a politician.
Politician. I'm going to say Ronald Reagan.
Ronald Reagan.
Not the Gipper.
Always frequently guessed.
Player number 5 is Harlan.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Hi, Harlan.
Did he die in the last 10 years?
Yes. He died in the last 10 years.
Oh,
3 seconds.
Richard Nixon.
Tricky Dick. I think it's been more than 10 for Richard. Why are you applauding? All right. Thanks for playing.
To John. Hello, John. Johnny.
Gosh.
Politician.
Winston Churchill.
Winston Churchill. Right to the guess. And...
That's interesting because, you know, we have not established the country yet, which might be helpful here.
Right.
Let's bring in one more, and then we'll go to the Eagle update. This will be Mark. Good morning, Mark.
Morning, guys.
Dead politician.
Morning.
The, this politician died within the last 10 years.
Was he Canadian?
No, not Canadian.
Ah, good question.
Thanks. I'm going to go with Pierre Trudeau.
Pierre Trudeau. No.
All right. So we're going to ponder this.
So we've ruled out Canada, but we don't know what country yet on this dead politician.
713-343-1075 as we go to the Eagle update with Susie.
The anticipated Inspector General's report on the Clinton email investigation is being released today. Several top Justice Department and FBI officials are expected to come under scrutiny in the report, including former head of the FBI James Comey and then Attorney General Loretta Lynch.
Comey is has the distinction of being able to upset both parties. Yeah. But the Democrats were pissed that he released that information right in the election. And then the Republicans were pissed that he didn't go further with it.
Right. A Harris County inmate is on the loose in the Woodlands. 55-year-old Ricky Rangel escaped from custody while being treated at Memorial Hermann, the Woodlands Hospital. Last seen on foot, Research Forest and Six Pines Drive. He is 5'6", and officials say he will have blood on his clothing and cuts on his arms.
That's distinctive.
Yeah. Elvis Presley's legendary drummer, DJ Fontana, has died in his sleep. He was 87 years old. Instrumental in Elvis's success, played on a number of his hits from 1954 to 1968. The last surviving member of the King's Band, the Blue Moon Boys.
He's going to play the snare
of his work here. I could play that.
Well, you know, so far, sure.
Pretty simple.
You know, I didn't realize anybody from the Elvis entourage was still alive.
Last one.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That accompanied him on in music.
Right. Well, the last of the Blue Moon Boys.
Okay.
Like one of his original band members.
Yeah. Interesting.
A Tennessee woman says Neil Armstrong gave her a vial of moon dust when she was a little girl, and she's suing NASA to keep it. She says Armstrong was a family friend, gave her a note, said to Laura Ann Murray, best of luck, Neil Armstrong, Apollo 11. Now, NASA's not actually asked for it back. She's just filed the suit proactively.
Maybe she should have just been quiet.
Yeah.
Just kept it in a drawer. No one would know anything about it. Now I want it.
Colorado school nurses can now dispense marijuana. A new law inspired by a third grader who uses medical marijuana to help with his seizures inspired lawmakers in Colorado to sign a bill that allows school nurses to administer the medicine to students who qualify.
How old is the kid?
Third grader.
Wow.
You don't smoke it. And
smoking it up.
Like the medical marijuana doesn't have the THC in it.
just a medical treatment, you know, for an elementary school where you have kids that have allergies, the pins that they need in case they have a
EpiPen,
seizure or some kind of reaction. So, you know, nurses have been doing this for a long time.
What's his thing?
He has seizures.
Okay. And that helps.
This oil, marijuana oil, I'm not exactly sure what the name of it is. My mom was on that when she was fighting cancer in California, and I tried it.
What did it do to you?
It kind of mellowed me out, but it didn't do very much.
The teacher likes it, I'm sure. Little Billy, he's my most quiet, best student.
You line the kids up at the...
Sometimes
he
sleeps.
And you give them a drop.
It's nap time.
Wake up, Billy. Sweet Billy.
And the leader for Dumbass of the Day, a young woman found herself stuck in a truck's exhaust pipe. It happened at a Minnesota music festival. It's not clear why she did it, but this huge tailpipe on this truck, she just decided to stick her head in it. Firemen had to use a saw to get her out. She was cited for underage drinking. You can see the picture on the Dean and Raj Facebook page.
It's very clear why she did it. She's a dumbass.
I'm Susie Hanks. Here's Raj with sports.
Brought to you by Classic Auto Group Galveston. Evan Gattis is in fuego. He drove in 5 more runs, second game in a row, as the Astros crushed the A's 13-5.
Gattis gets into one towards left, sending Canna back. He is looking up, and this ball is gone. Evan Gattis, 3-run home run.
No Astro has ever had 5 runs batted in 2 consecutive games, as we heard the call on the AT&T Sportsnet. Texans wrapped up their final organized practice yesterday. Bill O'Brien's going to have a meeting this morning with them, and then they're dismissed until training camp starts in late July. You know, they train out in West Virginia now.
Oh, yeah.
In the last few years, and they're going to do joint practices with the 49ers. And the U.S. Open is underway. Aaron Baddeley is the leader right now at 2-under. I saw a couple of golfers that are already 7-over.
Wow. It's these are tough courses usually, right?
It's Shinnecock, and it's very wider fairways, but it's very shaved around the greens.
That threesome you were talking about, was it Spieth?
Spieth is going to go off soon with Mickelson and, I want to say, McIlroy.
They're both +1 after one hole, Mickelson and Spieth. They bogeyed
the very first hole. Yeah. By the way, I'm not going to say shaved and Shinnecock in the same sentence ever again. All right. That's Eagle Sports.
Back to the game, dead guy in the envelope. Hey, we made some progress. We know we have a dead politician, died in the last 10 years. We don't know the country of origin, however, except that it's not Canada.
Yeah, we've ruled out our new archenemy, Canada.
MJ, how are you today?
Hello?
What is your question, MJ?
Was he Cuban?
No, not Cuban.
Good guess.
Oh, dang it. Okay, then my guess is Che Guevara.
Che Guevara.
No, well played, though.
Thank you.
Thinking of a couple alternatives.
Hey, Shannon, how are you? Shannon, are you there?
It's Frito.
I'm sorry, Frito. Welcome to the game. What's your question?
Was he American?
No, not American.
All right. We've ruled out the U.S.
Kim Jong-un.
Kim Jong-un is alive.
So sorry.
He is the current leader of North Korea.
Hey, Shannon, how are you?
Good.
Do you want to ask a question?
Was he from the African continent?
No, not from the African continent.
I like that. He took out a whole continent.
Yeah. That's a good way to narrow it.
Mayor H.R. Puffin stuff.
H.R. Puffin stuff was not known to be a politician, sir. You know that.
But
he's a mayor.
He was your friend when things get tough.
Oh,
H.R. Puffin stuff.
Was
can't
he the mayor?
Do a little and you can't do enough. Something like that.
The mayor of...
Well, he was the mayor, right?
Yes,
okay. All right, well, no.
H.R. Puffin stuff.
Hey, Jeff.
Good morning, Dean.
Are you following the clues?
I am. And I did want to clarify one point for you. You didn't know how many times Chili Dog had won. It's 31 times. May 3rd, David Ogden Stiers was his last win.
Wait. How many times have you won?
13.
And you're gunning for him, aren't you?
So you're keeping
I'm
track.
I'm going to close the gap one right now.
All right. Let's see. You want to take a question, or are you just doing it?
We'll take a question just because it's a longer radio show, and I want to fill some time for you. Was he Korean?
Yes, he's Korean.
Kim Jong-il, the second supreme leader of North Korea.
Correct.
Winner. Kim Jong-il. I feel now you're just showboating a little bit. But
Jeff, you have won in a very cocky fashion. Tickets to see the Eagles this Friday.
Yes.
Tomorrow.
Nice. The best group ever.
And you just picked up probably on a subtle hint where the previous caller said Kim Jong-un and...
Yeah.
Who, of course, is the current leader and... You picked up on that nuance, I feel.
I had it there, but I had it when the politician, was he a politician? Yes.
And you
That's
thought,
not really a politician. And then you asked what country was he from.
Right.
You know,
but
on
we
that,
need to know the country.
On that,
North Korea is not your popular destination.
Yeah, you're a genius. Now, the way...
Susan, people,
we've had this
really.
Discussion people many are, times about politicians. Are dictators politicians?
Well, it's politics.
And he's a political figure.
Yeah.
By definition, a dictator is in politics.
Politician. And our listeners, our participants now, have learned to pick up on Susie's ambiguous answers. Just
Chili
can't give a clear yes or no.
I did get this one.
Well, what happens when I give a clear yes or no, and there is some sort of a thing, then you guys say I'm wrong for giving the clear answer. So I have to kind of massage it.
Well, whatever happened, we do have a winner. And Jeff, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Number 14.
All right, good job.
You know, Kim Jong-il had a supernatural birth on a sacred mountain. A star formed over him. The seasons changed from winter to spring, and a double rainbow appeared.
Is this in Wikipedia?
Yes. He never
is it all
needed,
the claims?
He
right.
never needed to go to the bathroom. He invented the hamburger. He shot 11
holes
in
one.
The first time he picked up a golf club.
Right, I remember that.
He was talented.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. All right. Jeff, hang the line. We'll get your info so you can see the Eagles.
Hanging on.